welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we begin chapter 4 in the Gospel of Mark. We're in verses 1 through 9. On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And he taught them at length in parables. And in the course of his instructions, he said to them, "Hear this. A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil, and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." Well, what would you give to watch Jesus teach? You are standing there, a part of the crowd that grows so immense that it pushes him literally into a boat. And he sits down and begins to teach in parables. You listen with astonishment, and you gain insights you never thought possible. This type of awareness and teaching is now your own. Need the ability to take the gospel of Jesus Christ and share it with those who only know greed. They come to understand how beautiful love, faith, and hope of mercy truly is, engaging their life in the charity, living without fear, but in absolute peace. It's truly not a cliche, for when you are one in Christ, you find the ability to accomplish the will of the Father by engaging the Spirit of truth. Here, your seed will yield 100-fold, and grow on soil rich, producing fruit in others who accomplish a surrender you taught them by your example in Christ. Sit back on the seashore and listen to Jesus and find the ability to teach yourself. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who are dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, especially a prayer for Howard Richmond. We pray for Holy Mother Church and Jesus' precious blood by his name. We pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 to 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 4 this morning. We're beginning with verses 1 through 9. It's a four-stanza poem. It's ongoing in areas. It's titled, "Teaching Free Began by the Shore of the Sea." Teaching free began by the shore of the sea. Gathering crowd grew, then boat teaching they knew. sitting down on deck indeed, they listened to parables of need. And this here, stories not a soul could fear or cause them to bleed. To sow went the sower, path some seed fell to show. Coming birds ate that, don't you know? Ground rocky, falling seed on soil too little to grow. Deep not the soil, growing quick the seed. Scorching roots lacking by rising sun, one not freed. Thorns gathered up, some seed too without grain and greed. Producing nothing, it choked before being anything one would concede. Soil rich, falling, seeds grows, your crop guaranteed. Fruit produced for the coming need, hundredfold, 60, 30 yield indeed. Hear our ears, whoever added he, to exceed. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruise Weekends. It's August 13th, 2022. Recording this morning, 6:09, exactly 24 hours later, as we close today and saying, oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterance. Shout out to our producers of that, John and Marie. God bless you too. And have a good day in the Lord. Keep me in your prayers today. I'm going to a motocross school in Dade City doing a little riding on my own. As we can lift up the name of Jesus and close at 7-Eleven. God bless you. Jesus. 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 Amen.